Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You may remember the recent spate of frightening store robberies across the state with groups of criminals breaking in, grabbing everything in sight. Well, now retailers are kind of refining their response.
Rachel Michelin, president and CEO of the California Retailers Association, is with us. So what are you guys doing, and how can you stop this when, you know, a dozen people rush into a store and start smashing stuff?
Yeah, it's well, first of all, thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a growing problem. And unfortunately, we're seeing the level of violence increase within the state of California. And so we're trying to do everything we can to stop this. It's important to protect our employees and our customers and the communities that we operate in. So we just made an announcement. We are collaborating with the California Organized Retail Crime Association. We're working through that arm to really educate, particularly policymakers, law enforcement, district attorneys, other stakeholders, so that we can all get on the same page. There's a lot of finger pointing when it comes to this issue, and we really need to focus on what the solutions are. We need to move forward with those solutions. And candidly, I think everyone on this issue needs to give a little so that we can have safe communities and shopping establishments throughout the state.
Okay, so let's do that. Now, let's focus on some of the solutions. What are they?
You know, I think there's a couple of things. One is, candidly, there needs to be consequences for the behavior. What we are seeing more and more is repeat offenders who go in and they're constantly stealing. They're going in, they're using violence and smashing grabs, and then they turn around, they're cited, then they're not prosecuted. And what we're seeing is we need to have consequences. People need to know it's illegal to steal. It's illegal to go in and terrorize employees and customers through violence and smash and grabs. And they're going to have to spend some time in jail. That's a difficult conversation. Some people don't want to have that, but it needs to happen, because until we are willing to recognize that there needs to be consequences, I don't see an end to this happening throughout the state.
Do you think the consequences are high enough in LA County? I mean, could the DA be doing more?
I do think the DA could be doing more. I do not think there are consequences right now for committing crimes, particularly retail theft in Los Angeles. And I think more needs to be done. But, you know, candidly, it's going to take consumers. It's going to take voters to stand up and say enough is enough. You know, we can do everything we can from a retail perspective. But, you know, these are elected officials. Not just the district attorney, but members of the board of supervisors, local elected, city council, the mayor, those are elected and they're accountable to the voters. And I think voters need to decide what kind of Los Angeles do they want to live in? One where it seems to be getting out of control, or one is where people who commit crimes are being held accountable and they're going to have to, you know, deal with the consequences of that behavior.
You ticked off a number of agencies, but not police. Are the LAPD, the sheriff's departments, are they doing enough?
You know, we hear a lot from retailers that unfortunately they'll call LAPD or sheriff and no one shows up. And part of it is part of that finger pointing where folks will say, well, we're not going to show up. We're not going to write a report because we know the district attorney's not going to prosecute. You know, and that's where it comes down to. We all have to sit around a table and figure out solutions. You know, everyone has to be willing to do a little bit more to find solutions to this problem. And we have to have those conversations. We're ready and willing to do that with whoever wants to sit down and have that conversation, because we want to see an end to this rampant retail theft throughout the state. So I think everyone has a little responsibility, including retailers. You
but I want to be
everything we can.
But I want to be clear on one thing you just said, Rachel. Are you saying that you're hearing from some storekeepers, retailers, that what, they've had robberies and they call the police and the police don't come?
In some cases, yes, we are hearing that from our member companies because they're overworked. There's a lot of things going on. And candidly, when there are not going to be consequences, when someone is cited and released and not going to be prosecuted for their crimes, you know, that takes its toll. And that's where we need retailers to call more often, which we're working on our end to get retailers to call and make sure that law enforcement is called to come out to these cases. And in many cases, we need law enforcement to work with us to make that happen. And we need district attorneys who are going to prosecute the crimes.
What can you do from the retailer perspective? Because you've mentioned that a couple of times. I come back to that idea of even if you up security, but, you know, six guys run in, you can't get them all. And not everybody's Nordstrom, right? You could be a smaller shop, a jewelry store or something.
Correct. I mean, I just talked to a jewelry store owner earlier today in Los Angeles who's been hit a number of times with these smash and grabs. So we're doing a number of things. Number one is we're continuing to take the narrative to elected officials. We're taking the narrative to the governor's office, to the legislature, to elected officials across the state. I'm talking with the Police Chiefs Association, the District Attorneys Association, criminal justice groups. We are trying to talk with everyone we can to find solutions to this. And there isn't one silver bullet that's going to solve this problem, but we're continuing to work on it. We're not giving up. This is a marathon, not a sprint. We want to make sure that our stores are safe places for our employees to work. They're safe places for our customers to shop, and that our communities are safe that we invest in. But I continue to talk to whoever will listen to me that we have to work together. We have to put our differences aside and put forward the idea that we have to have safe communities and neighborhoods to work and live in.
Okay, so Rachel, we have lots of people from LAPD, Sheriff's Department, DA's office, I'm sure, that listen to us, listen to the show. So here's your opportunity. Give them a direct message. What do you want to tell them?
I want to tell them, let's sit down. Let's figure out solutions. We are ready to work with anyone and everyone, but particularly with law enforcement and district attorneys on finding ways to combat retail theft and the growing level of violence that we're seeing on retail theft. We want to work together on solutions that are able to work. You know, not every solution results in putting someone in jail. Some of these folks need help. They need diversion programs. We see a level of drug addiction, homelessness. We need to find solutions to that, but we have to have the conversation. And that means we have to put some of our differences aside and work together collectively to find a strategy that's going to work. And that's, you know, politically can get through in many of the different diversity of the state of California. And we're willing to do that. And I'm willing to talk with anyone who wants to have that conversation.
Rachel Michelin, President, CEO of the California Retailers Association. Rachel, thanks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.